What's going on, ladies and gents? I'm Billy Donnelly, and I'm getting old quickly. Welcome back to another brand new episode of the podcast. For those of you who have been here before, well, you know what's up. You know what we're here to do. You know what we're here to talk about. You know the lay of the land. But if this is your first time, well, also welcome. Welcome aboard on our journey of self-reflection and self-discovery, of self-improvement and introspection, and working to be a better version of ourselves. Basically, working to be better today than we were yesterday, working to be better tomorrow than we were today. That's it. Got to put in that work, see some results. What I want to talk about this week is, you know, just a couple days ago, it was a World Mental Health Day, which I didn't know was a thing, because we seem to have sort of arbitrary days on every day, to the point where, you know, you just forget that they even exist, because everything can have its own day at this point in time. But World Mental Health Day, you know, this year really took on more importance to me than, I wouldn't say than last year, because last year I didn't know it existed. So I'd say in ever took on more importance than ever, especially, you know, having gotten this podcast off the ground and going into my own therapy earlier this year and working through, you know, my own things, my own issues, my own emotions. You know, it took on much, much heavier meaning knowing that it's a thing this time around, because, you know, not that I didn't see it before, but I have a firmer grasp of the importance of attending to our mental health and our mental well-being and dealing with what's going on in our lives. And so for this week, what I really want to talk about is the struggle. The struggle is real. The struggle is real for all of us. And, you know, there are things that we are clinically diagnosed with along the way. There are things that we just know are there. There are things that require more attention than others. And each one of us is fighting some sort of battle within ourselves. Each one of us is managing a struggle. Each one of us has a struggle that is very real within our own lives. And so this week, with World Mental Health Day just passing, I want to offer a little bit of positivity and reassurance towards anyone, you in particular, but anyone who is listening to this particular episode. Because every struggle is unique. You know, all of our lives are unique. We all operate under different circumstances. We all have different environments and surroundings, different levels of support and understanding that surrounds us. And so our problems, our issues, our troubles, while they can share commonality, and you know, that's one of the big things I stress throughout this podcast, is that, you know, we're in this together, in that the more we talk about what's going on in our lives, our experiences, our emotions, what we're dealing with, the more we get that out there into the world, and we don't hide it, we don't try to pretend it's not happening, but we openly talk about it, then the easier it is to find that common ground and that understanding and that compassion and that empathy for other people who are also dealing with the struggles. And yeah, there are some of us that are dealing with similar struggles. We find commonality with what it is that is haunting our lives, so to speak. But very much so, our struggles are individual, because they're based on our lives and what we've gone through and the baggage that we carry with us and what we've lived through in our experiences and what we feel and what we know and what we've been taught and what we've learned and what we've seen. All of that informs so much of our struggles. And so our individual struggles are real and they are unique to us. And you should never let anyone try to undermine or minimize what you're going through. What you're feeling, what you're dealing with is important. No matter what. You know, I find in my own therapy, I feel guilt sometimes when I talk about what I'm going through or what I'm dealing with, because, you know, there's always somebody that seems to have it worse. And it's weird that we go to that headspace as if we're not worthy or deserving of taking care of ourselves because somebody else has it worse and they need this more. And there are people who do have it worse, and there are people that need that help. But that doesn't mean you also don't. Or rather, that you also do, sorry. You also need to take care of yourself. It's not a zero-sum game as far as who gets attention here. Or who is listened to, or who's cared for. The only thing I could tell you is that those who are cared for, those who get attention, those who are listened to, those who get help, are those who seek it. You have to be willing to say, I have a problem. I have an issue, and I need to address it, and how do I address it? With help. Yeah, you have to be willing to do that. You have to be willing to combat the struggle. You got to be willing to get in the fight for yourself, because that's ultimately who the fight is for. It's for yourself. And there are all sorts of battles that we wage. You know, maybe it's anxiety. Maybe it's depression. Maybe you're bipolar. Or schizophrenic. I mean, there's all sorts of avenues that you can travel down when we talk about mental health. And not dealing with them, not addressing them, doesn't seem like a very good option at this point in time. And I know it's hard. You know, that's part of the struggle. Acknowledging that this is happening. Coming to terms with the fact that these things are happening. That this is what you're struggling with. But giving up shouldn't be an option. Just saying, well, you know, I'm just going to figure out how to deal with it. More often than not, it's a tough road to go down by yourself. And we are stubborn creatures. Human beings are stubborn creatures. It is hard for us to ask for help sometimes. And it's not that we don't want it. We would love to have help. But there's something about, you know, proving that you can do it on your own that for some reason carries far too much weight and far too much value for a lot of people. You don't have to do it by yourself. At least not this. There are plenty of things in this world that if you want to prove you can do something by yourself, by all means, go ahead. You want to put together a puzzle by yourself to prove that you did it? Psh, be my guest. Want to run a marathon by yourself to prove that you were able to? It's all you. Go right ahead. You want to prove that you can handle your struggles by yourself and only make it harder? Why? Why add to the struggle? Why add to the toughness? Because I hate to break it to you, but there's no finish line. There's no, like, I beat this. Or I won. Look at me now. Take my victory lap. It doesn't happen. There will always be another struggle. And once again, if we're talking about, you know, mental health issues, you don't beat them. You keep fighting them. You keep battling them. You always stay in the struggle. The struggle may go up and the struggle may go down, but the struggle is real and it's here to stay. And you can manage the struggle. You can work to cope with the struggle. In a number of means, it might be therapy, it might be medication, it might be some other means that you find to be more effective as we go. But that doesn't mean that struggle goes away. It just means that you're constantly doing what you feel is helpful to lessen the struggle. One of the biggest things that goes into fighting these battles is the request for help. asking others to help you. And it can take on a variety of forms. You know, for some who are younger, it means asking a parent to help you find somebody maybe to talk to or somebody to see. As you get older, it may just be incumbent upon you to take that step to ask for help, to see a therapist or a counselor, somebody that you can talk with and process your emotions and your feelings and deal with your experiences and your traumas. You know, I've seen far too many people along the way who are reluctant to seek help. And it's usually for a variety of reasons. Sometimes they think, you know, asking for help is a sign of weakness. It's why we have to always go it alone. It shows strength. I can handle this. And, you know, you can handle a lot of things in your life. You know, human beings handle a ton. We see a lot, we hear a lot, we witness a lot, we go through a lot, we see a ton. You don't have to do that by yourself. It's not weakness to ask for help, to seek support when you need it. And when the struggle is real, you need it. There are others who, you know, the stigma is still very real on a lot of things. They fear being thought of as, you know, broken, or there's something wrong with them. And we've talked about this on the podcast before. And, you know, it's important to go back to the idea, because once again, the more we quote unquote normalize these things, talking about these issues, these struggles, the easier it is to talk about it and ask for help. Because there are a lot of people who don't want to go down that road. And so they, you know, they internalize it, as we've talked about before, and they have a hard time dealing with what they need to address. And especially right now, you know, look at the world. The world is hard. I mean, the world's always been hard, but the world right now is exceptionally hard. And you look across the spectrum at what people are struggling with. There are people who are struggling with lack of human interaction. There are people who are struggling with not having a job or a steady income right now. There are people who are struggling with their kids remote learning, or their kids going back to school. There are people who are struggling with health issues and the fear and anxiety of that. There are people who are struggling with the fact that this is an election year. and the stakes that come with that. There are people who are struggling with the lack of racial equality that exists still in this life and in this world. You know, I talked about this a couple weeks ago about how this world is incredibly overwhelming right now and how we try to deal with that. And so, you know, I wanted to come into this podcast with a little bit of reassurance towards you and positivity towards you to let you know that you don't have to go through this alone. A, you're not in this alone as it is. The struggle is real. And it's real for everybody. Now, it's what you do about it to make it manageable. Because once again, it's not going to go away. The struggle never goes away. And you know that every day when you wake up, it's just another round in that fight. As we shift into sort of a boxing metaphor right now. Or for those of you who want MMA. Life is a fight. And every day is just another round. And there are going to be some rounds that try you. There are going to be some rounds that hurt you. And there are going to be some rounds that are easier than others. But we keep fighting. We keep fighting. And we keep going. And unlike boxing or MMA, we are permitted assistance. We are allowed to ask for help. We're allowed to seek help and support. We don't have to go through it alone. And yeah, there will be people who will judge you, and there will be people who will look sideways towards you because they don't get it. They don't understand. And they have their own struggles that they refuse to acknowledge and deal with. So don't worry about them and what they think or what they might say. You take care of you. And the help is out there. The help is always available to you if you ask for it. Whether it's a phone number or a website or a support group or a medication or a therapist. Or another professional. Or a podcast. The help is out there for you. The struggle is real. And you will keep fighting that battle every day. Another round in the books every day And to those of you who already have sought your help and have your help, good for you. Congratulations. I'm very proud of that because that's a huge step. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of myself for having taken those steps to get that help, to get that support, to get what I need in the fight to help me. But if you haven't yet, I want you to try to answer this very simple question. Not for me, but for yourself. Why not yet? What's holding you back from getting it? What's stopping you from getting it? Why? Take care of yourself. Get in that fight. And do your best with the resources that are available to you to manage that struggle. Don't let the struggle manage you. You take control of that which you can control. And keep fighting. Keep fighting. And do not give up. And on that, I'm going to call time. All right, let's get you out of here with everything you need to know, as usual. Email address here at the podcast, that's gettingoldquicklypod@gmail.com. Got a question, comment, feedback, something you got to say, get off your chest, send it, it'll get in front of my eyes. gettingoldquicklypod@gmail.com. And I'm pretty good now about responding back and answering them. So you want to send an email towards me, I will read it. And you'll hear back from me in one way or another. Podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Anchor, and so many others. Basically, if you get your podcast from there, we're there for you to be found. You already know that, though, because you're already listening to it. But you can go back and listen to previous episodes if you missed any on any single one of those platform distribution models. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. That makes it easier on your own life. I assure you. New podcast episodes of Getting Old Quickly drop every single Monday. So rather than have to go search for one every single Monday, just subscribe. It'll be delivered right to you. Easy peasy. So subscribe. And if you're on Apple Podcasts in particular, rate and review the podcast. So if I've earned 5 stars for our efforts week in and week out, then I'll take 5 stars and be grateful that you clicked all 5 stars for me. And reviewing the podcast also helps. So if you could jot down some words, preferably in sentence form, and let people know why you like the podcast, what you dig about the podcast, what they may dig about the podcast, that's a big deal as well. So subscribe, rate and review. And share the podcast, you know, as we transition into social media. Tell other people about an episode, something you heard, something you think they might want to check out. Retweet it, share it. Help spread the word. On Twitter, you can find us at Getting Old Quick. Facebook, facebook.com/Getting Old Quickly. And on Instagram, at Getting Old Quickly. That's it. I'll be back here next week talking about more stuff. And hopefully along the way, you're taking the steps necessary to take care of yourself. Struggle is real, everybody. We're all in it. Now let's use the tools that are available to us to do the best we can as we work our way through it. I'm Billy Donnelly. I'm getting old quickly. Just remember, getting old doesn't suck. Just kind of happens.